I want to watch the baseball game, but the fence is too high. All I can do is peek through the holes in the wall.
You can't see everything that's going on, kind of like in your life. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids. I hope that you're having a great day too. My name is Zach. When big, scary things happen in your life, it's easy to worry about the future because you don't know what's coming next. You can only see what's right in front of you. But you don't have to stress out about it because God can see it all and He has a plan to carry you through. It's hard, but take the advice of Psalm 27:14, which says, "Wait for the Lord, be strong, and take heart." And now let's listen to our story. It's entitled, Batter Up. Every day after work, Dad would walk to Spencer's school, and together they'd walk home past the city baseball park. On Fridays, the ballpark was bursting with noise from a city baseball game. Spencer wanted to see what was happening, but a tall wooden fence blocked the view. "Can we go in, Dad?" Spencer asked one day. "The game's almost over now," said Dad. "Let's wait until we can see a whole game." Then Spencer noticed something. "I can see second base through this knothole." From another knothole, he could see third base. "But now I can't see second base anymore. No fair." Then Dad said, "There's a bigger knothole up ahead. Go check it out." Spencer ran to it. "Dad, the batter just made it to second base." "Can you see home plate?" "No," Spencer said, disappointed. "I can still only see part of the action." "Knotholes are like that," Dad said. "When I was a kid, your grandpa used to tell me that life is like a knothole." Spencer made a face. "What does that mean?" "It means we can only see what's right in front of us, even though we may wish we could see more. Like during the pandemic when my company shut down, I was worried, but I didn't need to be because God could see what lay ahead." "So it's like God sees the ball game from inside the ballpark," said Spencer. "Yes, but even better than that, because He already knows how it will end. God had a better job waiting for me, but more importantly, He promises to make everything better one day. Jesus died and rose again so we could live with Him forever in a world free of sin and death." As they continued walking, Dad said, "Hey, next Friday I get off work early. I'll buy tickets and we can actually go to the game." Waiting a whole week was hard for Spencer, but when the day came, it was just like Dad promised. They saw the game from beginning to end, from good seats as they feasted on hot dogs. "Was it worth the wait?" Dad asked. "Totally. Tonight we had God's view, sort of." Dad laughed. "That's right. And one day we'll have the best seats in heaven's ballpark. No waiting, no charge." Spencer grinned. "And no knotholes." Spencer grinned. "And no knotholes." So how about you? Does not knowing what the future holds ever make you feel worried or anxious? We all feel that way sometimes, but God alone knows the future. Our job is to trust Him. Jesus promises to help us through any difficulties we face and to one day make everything right. His plans for us are good. So give your worries to Him as you wait for the wonderful future He has promised you. Our key verse is Psalm 27:14.
"Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord."
And our key thought, wait on the Lord. You can check out the Keys for Kids stories every day on the Keys for Kids app. Just search for Keys for Kids on your app store. You can also listen to music made just for you on Keys for Kids Radio and discover more stories like Down Gilead Lane and Red Rock Mysteries. Just search your app store for Keys for Kids. I'm Zach. Thanks for joining me today on listener-supported Keys for Kids.